iHome Radio Network, the world's conscious broadcasting network, live on iTunes and archived on iHeartRadio, the voice of consciousness. And now, join Shea Parker's Best of the Best, offering celebrity guests, lively discussions, hot topics, free psychic readings, and expert guest hosts. Simply the best in spiritual and metaphysical talk radio. Listen live on your phone or device using our universal mobile player. No app needed. Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Find out more at bestamericanpsychics.com.
Best. This is Vicki Snyder coming to you from Rochester, New York. I am the guest host of the Best every fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm a certified Shea Parker Best American Psychic, a medium, and an angel intuitive. You can learn more about my services at www.vickisnyder.com. And I spell my name V-I-C-K-I. S-N-Y-D-E-R. You can even book a private reading with me either in person, phone, or Skype right through my website. So tonight I'm very excited because I have a very special guest. Her name is Camille Sacco, and she is the Hippie Banker. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Camille before I welcome her onto the show. She is an author of The Hippie Banker, which is a book about bringing peace, love, and spirituality to the workplace. Throughout her career, Camille has always believed in bringing peace, love, and spirituality to the workplace and in the universal truth that we are all one. She's on a mission to bring that mindset to everyone she meets, both personally and professionally. Camille's philosophy of continuously pushing aside fear and instead leading through love while infusing spirituality into all her meetings and daily coaching sessions has won her several awards in profitability and contributed to uplifting customer, employee, and coworker experiences throughout her career as a banker and branch manager. Camille can't help but bring what she calls her hippy-dippy nature to work with her each day, and I can't wait for you to hear that hippy-dippy nature in just a few moments. And many of her coworkers and peers have been treated to angel card readings, learned to see their aura, and have started their days with the intention to just put it out to the universe. So I am going to proudly welcome Camille to the show. Hi, Camille. How are you?
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I am wonderful. So good to finally speak with you.
I know. I feel like it's been several months at least.
Yes, coming. Yeah, definitely. Okay, so I guess, why don't we start with kind of how you started off on your spiritual journey so people can kind of get a little bit of understanding about your background?
Okay, well, I think like most of your listeners, I've been on a spiritual journey most of my life, reading several self-help books, spiritual New Age books, reading Deepak and Neil Donald Walsh, Eckhart Tolle. I'm a student of A Course in Miracles, so Marianne Williamson. And I started listening to Gabby Bernstein. I'm not sure if you've heard of her.
Yes.
So she's a motivational speaker and an author. And I started reading her books and watching her videos. And I really connected with her. And she, one night I was watching one of her videos and she told a story about a banker friend of hers who was feeling unfulfilled, and he used to go to work every day, and he was really more of an artist, and he would put on his suit every day and go to work and try to do the best he could, but he didn't have it in him. And she gave him inspiration by telling him, your job is not to go to work and be the best banker, have the best spreadsheets, bring in the most money. Your job is to go to work and be the light.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. And I heard that, and something clicked in me.
Shifted.
It did. It did shift. It shifted. And I remember the moment that it shifted because I was walking up the stairs and I thought, oh my gosh, that is my purpose in life. That's what I've been doing, you know, for the past 15 years. I've been trying to lead through love, and I've been trying to teach my employees certain concepts, and it just shifted, like you just said. And I started thinking, well, maybe I should do videos. Uh-huh. So I went on YouTube and I started doing videos, and I started meditating every day, and I would meditate on what concepts that I've cultivated throughout the years that I should talk about. And I ended up doing 12 videos, and then I thought to myself, well, maybe I should write a book.
Oh, wow.
So I started sending emails to a bunch of different publishers just to see if they'd be interested. And I found a beautiful publisher out in Oregon, Denise Williams with Six Degrees Publishing, who loved my concept. And wow. She said she would like to, you know, publish my book. So I thought, well, I better write this book now. Because I only had my notes from the video.
Right. Wow. That's so awesome. It just, as you're speaking, I have the chills all on my head, which is totally, you know, spirit and confirmation that you totally clicked with the right mentor, which is so important, I feel, for anyone listening to the show. You started reading all these big people and, you know, taking probably bits and pieces of their writings until you really found the one person that clicked and it totally shifted. But it's so important because all of that probably plays into who you are now.
Yes. And it's funny because I did, like, somehow I just connected with her, and she talked about how, you know, she would read Eckhart Tolle and Marianne Williamson, and she wanted to bring those concepts to her generation. And I feel like I'm older, and my thought is to bring it to people like me who are stuck in mid-level careers, who thought at once we were going to change the world, you know, uh-huh. We were hippies, and now what? You know, well, guess what? We can still do something. We don't need to leave our jobs. You know, we can't all go be spiritual gurus. You know, I would love to, but guess what? We can do this in small steps and make a big difference just with the people you touch at work.
Right. And that's where it all starts. And so many people maybe aren't aware of that concept, that how you can make a difference starting just at your own level, your local level. You don't have to necessarily reach, you know, people internationally or any of that. So it's an everyday person living an everyday life that can make such a huge difference for all of us in our communities.
I totally agree. And, you know, when you do change, you know, you have one person and you change their outlook and you see them blossom and they go on and they, you know, they move up in their career and they're happy at work, which not many people are.
Oh, I know.
I mean, like, you made a difference, you made an impact, and that's rewarding. So, you know, that's my goal.
Oh my gosh, that's great. So banking, so this is what your career has been, is banking, right?
Yeah. For the last 15 years or so.
Yeah.
So yeah, I started as a teller and I work my way up, and I've been a branch manager for, maybe 9 years now.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've opened several different branches, excuse me, and I've been successful, you know, and I think that it's really with connecting with your employees, making sure that they know how to connect with customers, because I'm really a sales coach. I mean, I don't think many people think of banking as that, but it's really, I'm teaching my employees how to interact with customers. And it's not that used car salesman. You really have to connect with them on a personal level. Nobody's going to do business with you until they know that you care about them.
Exactly. And
especially in banking, because banking is not, you know, it's not known as, you know, peace and love and spirituality in the banking industry.
Yeah, I bet. Oh, geez. And what is you know, generally speaking, because you know, what is the banking industry? What is the work environment like?
Well, my environment, we have fun. I mean, we set the intention every morning. You know, we have our huddle and we talk about what do we want our day to look like, and we put it out in the universe. And, you know, I try to keep them, I want them happy. You know, I want to know about them. I want to make sure I'm helping them. I mean, I do angel card readings, you know, at lunch, you know.
I think that's so awesome. And they're open to it, right?
Yeah. You know what? It's, you start with one person. I think at first, you know, you don't want to scare anyone because people get nervous when you say spirituality. They don't get that it's really just the concepts of gratitude and empathy and forgiveness. You know, it's nothing religious at all. It's just right. Feeling connected with other people and to a higher being. And you can call that higher being whatever you want. But no, they're all on board. I have all my angel cards. I keep them in my trunk because I need an angel card reading, you know, and we go in the back and, you know, I'll talk to them. And you know, if they're not in a good place, they're not going to be productive at work. So it really serves the bottom line as well, I think. And then they're happier, and then, you know, the customers are happier as well.
Yeah, exactly. And that ripples out into the community and everything. It's just by maybe throwing a few angel cards for someone that needs it, you can change the life of so many other people. And that's so powerful. And it shows that everyday people have so much power within them that they don't even realize it, how much of a difference they can make by doing something that seems so small.
Yeah, and I think just empowering them, you know, because, you know, they're all positive, you know.
Exactly.
And at first, you know, it's not tarot, it's nothing scary. It's just an intention for the day. It's just a positive intention for the day, and help them see that, you know, they can do this, or, you know, just kind of guide them a little bit. It's nothing heavy or anything. It's just getting their head in a good place.
We're going to break, and when we come back, we're going to delve into the book and how other people can make a difference.
Cool.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I just wish I could say I love you one more time. I just wish I could really know if they are okay. I just wish I could let them know how much I miss them. If you have ever had any of these thoughts or others about communicating with departed loved ones, it is important for you to know that it is absolutely possible. Michelle Beltran is a globally recognized professional psychic medium who is known for giving evidential messages from beyond the event horizon. Visit michellebeltran.com for details. That's michellebeltran.com.
Want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Victor, VickiSnyder.com. And tonight, my special guest is the hippie banker, Camille Sackle. And you can reach Camille at her website, which is www.hippiebanker.com. And that's HIPPIEBANKER. She's also on Instagram under the name Hippie Banker. Her email address is peacelovehippiebanker@gmail.com. And I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. So please feel free to reach out to her. So coming back from the break, we're going to talk about the book. So can you tell us what the book is about, Camille?
Sure. So it's basically a 12-week guide. And how I've written it is each week there's different intentions. It's kind of like a workbook where you take each week, and my goal is if you would read like the first chapter on a Sunday night, and then there's intentions for that week, and there's three different intentions on what you would work on that week, and there's journal pages after each chapter to take notes and record your learnings and takeaways. So it's kind of like a training course at work, but it's about peace and love. So I started, you know, it's kind of simple, but simple isn't always easy, the practices.
Right.
It's not. And the first chapter is really, I started with listening, because I think that most people, especially at work, they're trying to climb the corporate ladder. They're not listening to other employees and really paying attention. If you have employees or coworkers or customers, you don't really listen. You're just thinking about what am I going to say next? And it really shows respect to someone when you actually listen to them. And it takes your whole body to listen. The best part of listening is really not just using your ears, but using your eyes and trying to understand where that person is coming from and getting to know them. So I started what I thought was simple, but you know, I have a hard time, you know, listening without talking over someone.
Yeah.
I'm practicing that one.
I like though, because they're simple concepts. They might be hard to do because we're not used to doing them, because I think in the business community, which I've worked also until recently, in corporate America. So it is very fast paced. Everyone's multitasking and everyone's rushing. And we don't take that time to just do those simple things, such as listen, look at someone in the eye and actually show them that you're listening is key, but it is hard.
It is, right? As New Yorkers.
Yeah.
I just want to keep going. And I try to make it, it's very simple. They're practical tips. It's simple tools. And I go back to my book. You know, I was struggling with something. I thought, what did I write? You know, what did I channel? What am I supposed to be doing here? So my thought is that you keep notes so you could refer back to them. And if you haven't, and to work on one thing per week. So for the first week, for example, listening, I have three intentions. So first, be present, no distractions. You know, give your full attention.
Yeah.
Number two, no multitasking. How many times are you talking to someone? They're texting, you know, they're reading emails. And I've been on the other side where they're not listening. I'm thinking they're not listening to me. You know, they're doing three different things at once. I don't feel like I'm getting the best out of you or your full attention or respect.
Right.
And third is listening to your inner guidance system, you know, setting time in the morning to meditate. I talk about that a lot in the book, about how important it is to meditate and connect with, you know, source, universe, whatever you want to call your inner guide.
Right. So what are some other tools that people could get from the book, the 12? I mean, you don't have to go over each week, but what are a few other ones? So listening was one. What would be another one? Another one or two?
You know, I think the most important thing is what are you being, rather what are you doing? So it doesn't matter what you do at work. It doesn't matter you're a banker or you're a lawyer, but what are you bringing? What are you bringing to the table? How are you showing up? What are you being?
Okay.
And how am I leading? And just if you are a leader, and you know, anyone, it doesn't matter what title you are. You can be a leader at work. You can be the light. You know, what Gabby talked about.
Right.
Who are you being and what are you bringing there? And are you being empathetic, approachable? Or do your employees want to come to you? How are you showing up? So that theme runs throughout the book. And also at the end of the night, you know, just being grateful. Grateful for your job, grateful for your work, grateful for the people you work with. So,
right.
Yeah. It's simple, but sometimes hard to do on a daily basis.
Right. I loved it because it was easy to read. It's easy to get through. It's just down to earth, which is totally what I'm about, is, you know, teaching and being that leader that's down to earth so that, you know, just normal people can pick it up and do it. And they won't be looked at as some kind of, you know, freaky spiritual person. So you use the word spirituality, bringing that to the workplace, but it's not really where people are going to be like, oh gosh, I'm afraid that people are going to look at me weird, because it's nothing that anybody will know that you're even doing offhand. You know, it'll be just that thing of paying attention and having these intentions that are not necessarily, you know, crazy and like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I thought about that. That's funny because, you know, it is titled, you know, Bringing Spirituality to the Workplace. And I thought, should I have changed that? But no, I kind of kept it in there. And even, you know, you use that word spiritual activist a lot, but it's not to be feared where you're going to try and change people. It's just you're changing you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're showing up.
I think it's important to that you did keep that word spirituality, because it shows people that how easy it is, just that is spirituality. Those down to earth themes. It's not, you know, being, you know, freaky or anything like that. It's just being a normal person, really, and living and acting with compassion and empathy and being that light. So I think it's just a wonderful idea. You know, I you know, being a psychic medium, I you know, tons and tons of readings are about career, people miserable in their jobs and not feeling empowered to make a change in their environment. And this is just a wonderful tool that people can use to make a change, even if it has that ripple effect, which is so powerful.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping. I'm trying to get it out there, so you'll see what happens.
Yeah, definitely. So speaking of getting it out there, where can people get your book? Where can they go and buy it?
It's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. If you go to my website, there's different links. I think it's on IndieBound. If you Google it, you'll find it.
Okay. And I love the cover. You know, the cover is just, you know, great. It's edgy, it's fun, and it definitely sets the tone for the book, which I think is wonderful. So who did the cover? Who came up with that?
I found an artist on Fiverr.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I told him exactly. I said I wanted something that kind of looks retro, like a comic book, but not too cartoony. And, you know, I'm sure you figured, I mean, I was looking not like I'm trying to show like I'm a banker, but underneath, you know, a superhero, I'm really a hippie underneath.
Yeah. I think that's awesome. Yeah.
He did a good job.
He did. He really did. Okay. So let's see, we have a few minutes before we go to our next break. So how long did it take you to do the book? I know you said that you did 12 videos, so that probably took time. So how long after you got the idea, you know, it feels like a spirit guided there to do a book. So how long did it take to kind of, you know, get it written down and put together and edited and all of that? How long was the process?
Well, you're not going to believe this. It only took 6 months from concept to publishing.
Wow.
This happened it just happened really, really fast.
Yeah.
It all flew out, and I happened to have a week off, and I think I started in March or April of last year, all this started. I found my publisher, and then in July I had a week off, and I was on the phone with her every day editing, you know, week by week, chapter by chapter. It's not a very long book.
No.
And, you know, it's not. And she got it out there by September 1st. So
that's awesome.
That flew out. You know, I think when it comes through you, when it has to come out, it comes out, right?
Yeah, it does. And it also, because we're both angel people, you know, we love Doreen Virtue and all of her stuff and, you know, use her tools. So I definitely feel that the angels and you know, spirit, whatever, source, whatever you want to call it, definitely said, okay, it's time, Camille. And poof, it's done, you know. You definitely had a lot of help there. So, and the thing, too, which is key, which for people to know, too, is that you were open to it. You did not stand in your way of it, which, you know, so many of us humans like to do, get in our own way. So I feel like you just opened your heart and said, okay, I'm doing it, and poof, it was done. You know, you put aside all those doubts and anything, any of those ego thoughts coming through, and just channeled, like you said, you channeled the message.
Absolutely. And, you know, I didn't know where this was all going to go. I just allowed it. And I totally agree with you. When you allow it and it comes through you and you put your ego aside, beautiful things happen.
Definitely.
And it happened very quickly, and I'm blessed.
Yeah, definitely. And so is everyone else, because they are hopefully will benefit from it, from that connection you had and that those channeled messages of how to do the book. So it's just wonderful. Of course, you know, I keep saying, you know, everyday people, which is totally my theme for this show, is that it shows and to other people who might have these, have ideas and stuff, that they can do it as well. You don't have to be, you know, a Deepak, or you can be an everyday person and do a book and make a difference. So kudos to you.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I mean, I just read books, you know. Yeah. I'm not claiming to be anybody, but, you know, I am Hippie Banker, you know. Yeah. I'm Hippie Banker.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to OTRFM. Part of the IOM Radio Network.
Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
I just wish I could say I love you one more time. I just wish I could really know if they are okay. I just wish I could let them know how much I miss them. If you have ever had any of these thoughts or others about communicating with departed loved ones, it is important for you to know that it is absolutely possible. Michelle Beltran is a globally recognized professional psychic medium who is known for giving evidential messages from beyond the event horizon. Visit michellebeltran.com for details. That's michellebeltran.com.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com, And I am speaking to my special guest, the hippie banker, Camille Sackel. And before break, we were talking about her book, The Hippie Banker, and how it's kind of set up and how it's a tool. And so going into this segment, I'd like to talk about, you have that name, The Hippie Banker. Can you talk about your experiences like as a hippie and a banker? Where did you come up with that name for yourself?
You know, everything, you know, all my emails, my Instagram, like everything had hippie banker. I've always connected with the 60s. I've always, you know, listened to the Beatles or gone to rallies and protests. And I was in a local production of Hair, the musical.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was one of the costume designers on that. So I've always leaned towards that era. Okay. Love is all you need and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've been a banker. So it was just kind of a play on words. And when I heard Gabby's story, that's when it kind of shifted me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do for fun as a hippie banker?
What do I do for fun?
Yeah, what do you like to do, you know, other than, you know, work and, you know, how do you, I guess I'm asking this because how do you balance kind of the spiritual side of you and the business side? You know, that's something that a spiritual people really sometimes struggle with. So what do you do? What do you do for fun? And how do you balance that?
Well, when I'm at work, I'm at work. I'm a career woman. You know, I'm a businesswoman. I do my work. But when I come home, I mean, I like to paint. I like to draw. I got involved with this local, like I said, the local theater. I had another business. I had independent designer where I was selling clothes. I do hand-painted tiles. I'm always doing something artistic. And I think that's where I kind of struggled with why I thought to myself, you know, why am I in this banking? I'm good at it, but I struggle with that because I lean more towards the artistic side.
Right.
So this was kind of a good balance writing this book.
Okay. It definitely helps you kind of bring both together, which is really good, I think, for you to be grounded in as well as other people. Hmm. Okay, so why don't we talk about a little bit, what other services do you offer? I know you're getting into coaching and kind of doing a program with the book. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so I was starting at a local, it's like a creative healing center here. I live in Orlando.
Okay.
And I'm starting to do weekly group sessions, kind of bringing the book to life and practicing each week the intentions and also just coaching on a group level. So I started that. And then I'm also doing individual career coaching, life spiritual coaching, because I am a certified holistic life coach. So I wanted to start doing that one-on-one and just making, like I said, making the book come to life and making it individual to whoever is interested in changing, you know, their career and bringing those concepts to life. Because I think there are a lot of us who are out there who just, you know, they can't leave their job for whatever reason, and they want more. You know, they want to feel connected. So I want to try and help.
Awesome. So people can contact you at your website, which is www.hippiebanker.com, or they can email you at peacelovehippiebanker@gmail.com. Because I believe you can probably do that over Skype and phone or other programs as well, right? So people don't have to be in Orlando to benefit.
Absolutely. That's what I just started that as well. I'm on a website, you know, putting that out there that I can coach via Skype. Because definitely, You know, I think you can coach anywhere. Oh, you could coach over the phone.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Also, I know that here in New York, I'm working on wanting to, now that I've quit my, you know, full-time day job to do my spiritual work, I have time to kind of do, I want to do the 12-week program that you have, you know, the Hippie Banker. So I know we've talked about that in the past, and I know now the time, I have the time to do that. So that's something that, you know, you're going to be doing it in Florida, I'm going to be doing it in New York, and hopefully other people will be doing it in other states as well. And they'll join us, as I think it's so important to make a change in the workplace.
I'm excited about that. I love it.
Me too. I can just see, like, you know, like a bunch of us hippies getting together for a Hippie Banker convention. You know, definitely, you know, and it's fun. It doesn't make it a chore, and it's easy concept. So I really like it. And I, the coaching I feel is really great that you add that in there too, that you have those skills to add.
Yeah,
you're assertiveness coach too with Doreen Virtue, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
me too.
I love that course.
I do too.
Just for myself. I mean, I think I learned so much just for myself. So,
right, and I think that's an important part too. The assertiveness for your book and your program of bringing that spirituality, assertiveness can get in the way too of that.
Yeah, and just like I think we learned in her class, you know, you don't have to be aggressive. There's a difference between aggressive and assertive. And assertive is just, you know, being vocal and explaining what you want and how it affects you.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, definitely, like all these different tools that I've accumulated, I'm putting in my toolbox so I can, you know, help and coach.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like they all really do work together. When you're taking the classes and you don't understand, like, why am I doing another class? But then, you know, when you get it all in that toolbox, it's like, okay, it makes sense that, you know, you take a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And it seems like sounds like you've been quite busy. So what other things have you, you know, you worked on the coaching, and what else have you been working on?
That's really it right now. I know my publisher said, you know, you're going to write another book, and I'm not ready to write another book just yet. I want to bring this more to life and really expand on it, because they are, like, the chapters are so short and they're simple, but I just want to kind of expand on each one and have a kind of role play almost each week with someone who I'm coaching or in a group coaching session, so they could really get it embedded in them and not just fly through it.
Right. What about, as we're talking, I'm hearing Hippie Banker 2, but I know you, like, your publisher wants you to do one, but I just feel like doing one for family. So that might be, you know, a tool, you know, a book like that with a 12 weeks of, you know, improving family relationships. So I see the Hippie Banker branching out into other areas, which I think would be really cool. Taking those same kind of tools that you're teaching and putting them in different settings.
Well, you know, that I know I'm laughing, but it's so true, because all these concepts, the whole point of the book was to apply it to work. So you could apply it to a family situation. You know, you can apply it to a relationship, I'm sure. You could apply it to wherever.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think I could leave my job now, because then I couldn't be Hippie Banker anymore.
Well, you're Hippie Mom, right? You have children, because I know that in your bio, I didn't say it, but you have two daughters that are, you consider your two greatest achievements, right?
Yes, I do.
How old are your girls?
They are 24 and 26.
Nice.
Yep, and they live near me, so I'm very blessed to have them near me.
Because you're from New York, right?
Oh, yes. I'm from Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, you are from Long Island. Yeah.
I am.
Where in Long Island? I have to ask you because, you know, my fiance, who will be my husband this weekend.
Oh, Harry,
yeah. I haven't really told many people, but, you know, I'm selling on the radio now. But he's from Long Island.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is he from?
Oh, geez, you're going to ask me that. I don't know. Maybe he'll pop in and let me know.
Okay.
Yeah. Where are you from?
So I'm from Smithtown and St. James area.
I think that might be close to where he was from, but I'll wait and see if he pops in.
Okay.
To tell
okay.
me. But yeah, I definitely hear the accent.
Yeah, I've been here almost 20 years. It's not going away though.
Yeah.
that's okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. So we have just a few minutes before we go to our last break before we come back for our last segment. So, because we only got a few minutes, but what more do you want to do? Is there another area that you want to kind of learn more tools for your tool belt?
What more do I want? You know, I just keep reading. You know, I read The Untethered Soul. I got a lot out of that. I reread The Power of Now. So just rereading and really getting it. I don't think you ever, and I'm still reading and trying to understand more, A Course in Miracles. I don't know if you've read that or.
I haven't, no.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty intense. So just really getting into that. There's a lesson for each year. I did it last year. Every day there was a different lesson. And then there's a text. It's difficult to read, but it's so enlightening once you start getting into that.
Yeah, I know around here they have groups that meet.
Yes.
For that. So, okay. So Jim is from Freeport.
Ah, okay. So that's Nassau County, correct?
Went to Baldwin High School. Yeah, he just popped in a little note. So is that far from where you lived?
Nope, not far. I think that's Nassau County. I'm from Suffolk County.
Okay.
Just right next door to each other. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're going to break. So when we come back, we'll wrap it up with Camille, the hippie banker, and see what's next and any last words that she's going to have to say. So we'll see you in a few minutes.
This is OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness and action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I just wish I could say I love you one more time. I just wish I could really know if they are okay. I just wish I could let them know how much I miss them. If you have ever had any of these thoughts or others about communicating with departed loved ones, it is important for you to know that it is absolutely possible. Michelle Beltran is a globally recognized professional psychic medium who is known for giving evidential messages from beyond the event horizon. Visit michellebeltran.com for details. That's michellebeltran.com.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our ninth season here on OM Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on OMTimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
You're listening to OTR-FM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Nine Angel Messages on Best of the Best. This is Vicki Snyder of VickiSnyder.com. And my special guest tonight is the hippie banker, Camille Sackel. We've been talking a lot about her book, The Hippie Banker, and how to bring peace, love, and spirituality to the workplace. So I'd like to kind of, a few things to in this last segment before we run out of time, is some tips from you. So the first one is that word spirituality. We've talked a little bit about it in the workplace, but I know a lot of people have a lot of fear about expressing any kind of their spirituality or belief system. So what did you do to get rid of that fear or make it so you like came out of the spiritual closet? Just some advice for others who might be worried about that, you know, they're going to get in trouble if they talk about any kind of spiritual topics or anything like that.
I think it's important, first of all, the term spirituality scares people because they equate it with religion and they think you're going to, you know, start preaching or try to change them. But if you are a spiritual person and you want to bring it to the workplace, I think you start with one person. You don't want to go, you know, to work and start, you know, I gave everybody crystals. I gave everybody citrine. They love it. They, you know, it's joy. It brings abundance. And, you know, I've gotten to that step, but okay. I think you want to start kind of just start with one person who wants to know what you're reading, maybe talk to them a little bit about it and kind of start small.
Okay. Where,
yeah, you don't want to scare everybody.
And, exactly.
And just showing compassion and empathy and slowly bring those concepts to work and you'll see people coming around, because when you're running around the office and you're happy and you're smiling and you're glowing from the inside, people want to know, what is she doing? You know? what is she doing over there? I want some of that.
Exactly. So that's kind of how you did it. So did you ever have that fear of letting people see that you had these spiritual beliefs and you know, you're reading all those gurus, and that's how you did it?
Yeah, I think, you know, you just start with one person. And I think most people have had supervisors or bosses who have led through fear, and they tried to instill fear in them, and it doesn't work. And we all know how that feels, and it's just, it's horrible. You don't want to go to work. You're upset all the time. And I didn't want to do that. So I think just, you know, showing love and coming from your heart and being open and vulnerable, you know, just shows people that I want to learn from her. You know, she's real and I can relate to her.
Right. So I know you mentioned, meditating, you know, in the morning. That word, I know, because I always ask people in readings, do you meditate? And instantly they're like, no, but I know I should. So it's like one of those things that they just, people feel that like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble because I don't meditate. So do you have any suggestions for people who maybe want to meditate, but then don't or haven't or don't know how? Or, you know, how did you start off meditating or connecting to your guidance?
You know, I started listening to Deepak, and I listened to his guided meditations, and I love his voice. You know,
okay.
It's so soothing. And, you know, I don't think there's any right way or wrong way to meditate. And if you get that out of your head and not sit there and think, am I doing it right? Am I not? Just, you know, just try to go in and just feel your body and feel the energy inside you. And just ask your ego to step aside.
Easier said than done.
I know, because
us monkey minds, monkey brains.
Oh my gosh, mine's like a 3-year-old having a fit inside there. But and recently I've learned to send love to your ego, because we're constantly, I think, telling our ego, be quiet. But I think if we just say, okay, I love the part of me that, is having a fit over this one thing or can't calm down. If you send love to it, it simmers down a little bit.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good point for people that do have that monkey brain to just, do something like that to, try to get a little bit of focus, but don't beat yourself up either if you have trouble.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll just meditate, maybe it's 2 minutes. That's it. And sometimes it's 20 minutes. It's just being quiet in the morning. And you know that just being quiet and going in and just trying to connect and having maybe your own little ritual of calling on different archangels and setting that intention for the day.
Yep. That's exactly what I tell my clients is to start off like that. Even before you get out of bed, just, wake up and, what do you have in store for me today, angels, or, whatever, your spirit guides or, again, whatever you like to call that higher self. It doesn't have to be a long, hour long process that, I think does turn people off from meditation, because I think that word just brings up like sitting there, totally still and quiet for an hour, so I like your concept too, the same as I, just in the morning, even a few minutes is a great way to start the day.
Yeah. And just don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Gosh. And we do that good.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
I do like the point too, about listening to guided meditations. That works for a lot of people, some it doesn't, but and finding a voice that you resonate with, like yours was Deepak. Keep looking, searching on YouTube. There's hundreds of free guided meditations with all kinds of voices.
Yeah, and just like you said about connecting, you're going to find one that you connect with, and everyone connects with different people. So find the one that you connect with.
Right. So I'm saying too, don't give up if you try a few and you're like, oh, I just can't do this guided meditation. It might not be the meditation; it just might be that voice and that other person's energy doesn't really mix with yours. So just keep searching.
Yeah, that's a great point. The energy, you got to connect with that energy.
Yeah. Okay, so you didn't start off your life as an author. So what kind of tips do you have for those people that maybe would like to become an author? I mean, it just kind of fell together, but you have to probably have some tips now from going through it the first time around. How to maybe get motivated to write? Did you write chapter by chapter? What did you find worked for you?
So what I did was I paid attention during the week, what was coming up for me during that week.
Okay.
And then I would meditate on Saturday and I would just write. I would just free write and journal whatever was coming to me. And, it didn't come out in the format like the book. I mean, it just came out in different things that I wanted to make note of. And then I rearrange it, and then my editor helped me kind of put it together. So I think if you go into it, with the enormity of I got to write a book, it's not going to work. But if you just go into what tips could I give, or whatever your journey is, whatever your purpose is, or whatever you want to get out into the world, or how can you be a light worker? Just tips and just journal and write, and then somehow it all falls into place if you just trust. If you just trust the universe, it just does.
Yeah, I totally believe that. I know, again, doing the psychic medium readings, this comes up a lot for people that, the universe wants them writing, but and they might want to write, but then they get hung up because they're not going chapter by chapter and word by word. And I know a lot of time the message is just write and worry about putting it all together later, because, you know, our brains don't necessarily work like that, you know, in a chronological order, you know, page by page.
Yeah, and you've read my book. I mean, it's just simple language. It's just like I speak, you know. It's probably written in 7th or 8th grade. So it's not too much or too over the top. It's just really down to earth and basic, and that's what I wanted. So, you know, you don't have to be, you know, you don't have to have a PhD to write a book. That's my if I could write it, anyone could.
Right. And that's totally, you know, I think that's so important, because so many people do have messages and experiences to share and make a difference, but they get hung up on, well, I'm not an author. Well, anyone can do it. You just have to, again, trust, like you said, and don't worry about page by page, chapter by chapter, or paragraph by paragraph, and just get all your thoughts down, and then somehow it'll get all worked out.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you think, who am I to do this? You're thinking small. So, you know, we are part of, you know, a higher being. And if you come from that smallness, you're not going to step into your role as a light worker.
No.
You have to trust.
Yep. Well, we're going to be just about done here. So I want to let people know that, again, Camille, the Hippie Banker, you can reach her at www.hippiebanker.com. She's also on Instagram under the name Hippie Banker. Her email address is peacelovehippiebanker@gmail.com. I'm Vicki Snyder, and you can find me at vickisnyder.com. And it's just been a joy talking with you, Camille.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Vicki. I truly appreciate it. And I want to wish you so much luck this weekend.
Yeah, thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Congratulations. Have a great time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us for Shea Parker's Best of the Best. Be sure to tune in next week for more lively discussion topics. Have a great week, and don't forget to check out bestamericanpsychics.com.
In case you need some professional, ethical, and accurate psychic advice from the nation's best psychics.
Until next week, take care of yourself.